You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has wrapped up a visit to Japan, inviting Japanese businesses to invest in eastern Siberia. The visit marked a warming of ties 2 years after Russia seized Crimea. Alistair Winkland reports from Tokyo.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin agreed a range of business deals for Japanese companies in Russia's Far East. The Kremlin has long promised to upgrade infrastructure in sparsely populated eastern Siberia, but it has lacked the cash. There will be greater cooperation, too, on several disputed islands that the Soviet Union seized after Japan surrendered in World War II. The two sides still have not agreed a peace treaty. The islands, known in Russia as the Southern Kurils, are a rallying point for Japanese nationalists. On Friday, police in Tokyo stepped up security around Russian diplomatic missions. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said greater commercial exchanges will help to build trust, but Putin said no progress is possible as long as each side insists on its sovereignty. Meanwhile, judo fan Putin wrapped up his visit at a judo hall in Tokyo. That informal event underscored how Japan decided to break the international isolation around Putin since Russia annexed Crimea over 2 years ago. It was the Russian leader's first official visit to a G7 country since those nations imposed sanctions. And just on Thursday, the European Union agreed to extend its sanctions until midway through next year. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.